Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Did you know that next week, kicking off Monday, it is Homelessness Week? But for many people in our region, homelessness is a 52-week-a-year experience. Joining us online from Housing Plus, Penny Dordoy, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Homelessness Week, it is something we are observing and considering and bringing light to from Monday of next week.
Yeah, that's right. It's a week that we really want to raise awareness about people who are experiencing homelessness. I mean, here in Orange, homelessness looks a little bit different. Yes, we do have some people that sleep on the streets and, you know, in car parks and in really precarious situations. But for most people there, it's overcrowding. It's living on other people's couches. It's kind of wearing out their welcome with friends and really not knowing where they're going to be staying the next night. So it's a pretty terrible situation at the moment. We've got, I think everybody knows the horrendous housing situation that's happening. We've got long wait lists. You know, there's more than 250 people just in Orange on the wait list for social housing. There's anything from a studio to a three-bedder, there's a five-year waiting list.
Wow.
You know, if you're looking for a four-bedder, and we've got lots of big families in Orange, it's a 5 to 10 year waiting list.
Wow, that is really remarkable, isn't it? And then, of course, if you are working and able to pay rent, even that seems nigh on impossible to secure.
Yeah, well, I mean, the sort of traditional client for us, I get, has had multiple complex issues, you know, mental health or perhaps drug and alcohol or relationship breakdown, lots of different kind of complex issues. But the new sort of client we're seeing are people who are working and maybe the subject to a 90-day no-fault loan where an owner has sort of recognised the market and that's, you know, that's their right to do so. But seeing the market and want to do up their house and sell it on or perhaps get more rent for it. And we've got some really vulnerable kind of people who have sustained tenancies for over 15 years, who are perhaps in their 70s and 80s, who have received 90-day no-fault termination. So that's kind of what our new client looks like as well. So we're sort of dealing with both.
All right. Now, homelessness, is it something that affects younger people or older people in our community?
Oh, absolutely everybody. There's lots of young people in our community. And if young people aren't supported early, and the wonderful people at Veritas House really do a good job at that, then it becomes cyclical, and that moving in and out of homelessness throughout the lifetime can become a real problem. So it's really capturing people, you know, early and working with them and finding long-term sustainable housing for them. But we need houses to do that. You know, there's lots of initiatives happening at the moment. A new one by the government just announced to support people into rentals, so to sort of fill that gap between what someone earns and what they're actually able to pay in rent, which is a great initiative. It's the Rent Choice Start Safely, and that's also available for young people. But and it helped 18,000 people last year, but we do worry that the houses just aren't there this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Homelessness Week, it runs from the 2nd to the 8th of August, from Monday of next week. Penny Dordoy is with me from Housing Plus. Penny, thank you for bringing our attention to this, and thanks for your time this morning. Have a good day.
Thank you, Neil.